Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Doug Terrell, History and Comment.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Terrell. This is History and Comment for Tuesday, the 11th of April, 2023. There are still remnants of the Confederate Army who had not surrendered, and that would continue for a handful of months before the last one did. Occasionally, you will still hear statements like, "Lee surrendered, I didn't." But it was clear in April of 1865 that the war was over, or at least the outcome was sealed. President Lincoln had clearly defined his attitude in his second inaugural address just 34 days earlier. "With malice towards none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right, as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan." On this day, with the war essentially over, he urges a spirit of generosity and reconciliation in the coming period, even while a number of Southern sympathizers were plotting his demise. There is an interesting conspiracy theory about Lincoln's assassination that ties it back to a case in Illinois years earlier where he was the lawyer for the plaintiff. I will not go into the details as they would offend some folks. But look at the relationships the conspirators had besides being Southern sympathizers. In 1909, the Ottoman Empire still ruled the area that is now Israel. Jewish residents of the ancient port city of Jaffa, began developing a new subdivision in modern terms, and they called it Tel Aviv, roughly Sign of Spring. Today, Tel Aviv is the largest or second largest city in Israel, depending on how you draw the borders. I side with the accounting that places it second. The RMS Titanic departs her second port of call on her maiden voyage, departing Queenstown, Ireland, en route to New York City. President Truman and General MacArthur did not get along too well. At issue was how the U.S. should prosecute the war in Korea. MacArthur had become quite outspoken that we should expand the effort and confront China. Truman wanted to keep the effort more limited. After the president fired MacArthur, there were hearings. At that time, they were classified or at least heavily redacted. While MacArthur was clear that America had the strength to escalate the war and stop communism then and there, other top brass in the military were less convinced that the U.S. could win if Russia joined China. Interestingly, this is almost the exact same position we are in today. The difference is the U.S. is far weaker, and China is vastly increased in military strength, mostly on the back of trade imbalances with the United States. We have established the pageantry surrounding the monarchs in the British Isles is long and deep. One such traditional object is the Stone of Scone, also known as the Coronation Stone, and some legends claim it was the stone Jacob rested on at Bethel. That has been disproven as the composition matches other sandstone near Scone. Anyway, the legends date back to the 4th or 5th century. In the late 13th century, it was taken as a spoil of war to Westminster Abbey in London, to be stolen by Scottish nationalists in 1950 and taken to Scotland. On this day in 1951, it's found at Arbroath Abbey in Scotland. There is much intrigue surrounding the 350-pound block of stone, but it is reasonable to assume it will be under the seat of King Charles during his coronation later this year. Look for it. Palm Sunday 1965 was a day of nearly 50 tornadoes across the Midwest. Maybe the most iconic image was the photo of two large twin funnels at Elkhart, Indiana. Twin tornadoes are rare, and often one is the main and the other significantly smaller. This was not the case in Elkhart, as both were in the mid to large range. The phenomena of twin large tornadoes has only been seen a couple of times in the past 68 years. President Lyndon Johnson signs the Civil Rights Act of 1968. This essentially creates the Fair Housing Standard. Apollo 13 is launched in 1970. Just minutes short of 56 hours into the flight, an oxygen tank exploded, crippling the spacecraft. The best trajectory was to continue to the moon, loop around, and then return to Earth. This was Commander Jim Lovell's fourth space mission and the second time to orbit the moon without landing. The Apple I computer is created in 1976. Waylon Jennings releases the single Luckenbach, Texas in 1977, it will become Billboard's Song of the Year. That's History in Common for the 11th day of April. I'm Doug Terrell. Now go do something worth remembering.